In this video, we will look at the biblical vision for house-to-house church life. Microchurch planting is not a modern gimmick. It connects with a very old Christian pattern. In the book of Acts, we see believers gathering publicly and from house to house. They learned the apostles' teaching. They prayed. They shared meals. They worshiped. They cared for one another. They witnessed to Jesus Christ. Acts 2 says the believers continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayer. That passage gives us a beautiful picture of early Christian community. The church was not only a public meeting, it was also a shared life. Acts 5:42 says, they did not stop teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ every day in the temple and at home. Acts 20:20 shows Paul teaching publicly and from house to house. This matters because many students in this course live in places where church buildings are limited, expensive, distant, restricted, or simply not available. Others belong to local churches that want to reach neighborhoods beyond the Sunday service. Others may be forming a soul center as a local ministry home for discipleship, prayer, and Christian witness. House-to-house ministry reminds us that Christian community can become local, relational, and accessible. But we must also be careful. The early church did not gather in homes because they wanted casual, leaderless, undefined spirituality. These gatherings were connected to apostolic teaching, prayer, fellowship, sacrificial care, and gospel witness. They were small, but they were spiritually serious. A common mistake is to say the early church met in houses so we can do whatever we want in our house. That misses the point. The biblical pattern is not independence. The biblical pattern is Christ-centered community under faithful teaching, prayer, accountability, and mission. A microchurch today should learn from this. It may meet in a home, apartment, village, workplace, or digital setting, but it still needs scripture, prayer, discipleship, care, leadership, and oversight. House-to-house ministry can help Christianity spread where people live. It can bring the gospel into neighborhoods, families, workplaces, and communities. Small gatherings, rooted in the Word and accountable to wise leadership, can become powerful places of renewal, discipleship, and witness.